You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney with The Creative Way. My guest today is an Ashland resident and MIT graduate who helped engineer Apple's original Macintosh computer. In 2010, he launched the award-winning Art Authority line of apps for Apple devices designed to showcase over 100,000 Western art pieces. In 2024, he released the Art Authority Museum, an immersive app that provides a virtual 3D experience of a curated museum. Alan Oppenheimer, welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure to be here.
First of all, tell us about your presence here in the Rogue Valley. Who does your local team consist of?
Sure. We've got a lot of people here in the Rogue Valley, both at our sister company, Thousand Museums, that's been here for 10 years, and at the Art Authority Museum that does the apps. We've got a great engineering team. We've got a 3D designer, which is essential for a virtual museum. We have marketing people. And although we are here in mainly Ashland, Rogue Valley, most of our meetings still are by Zoom because it's just convenient to do it that way.
All right. I can relate to that. I do my share of Zoom phone calls. Your company, Art Authority, works at the intersection of fine art and technology. So let's start broadly with what the company mission is across all your products.
Our mission is to bring all the world's art to all the world. So it's pretty broad.
Yeah.
It sounds difficult, but technology is making it really, really practical. And we've taken a lot of big steps, and that is working directly with museums themselves because they're the carekeepers of the art, artists, and of course, through technology. So it's a combination of traditional and new, and that, as you say, technology and art.
And how are you accomplishing that through the latest innovation, the Art Authority Museum?
So the Art Authority Museum is a new type of art museum. It is a museum in and of its own right. It's more than just an app. The only main difference between the Art Authority Museum and traditional museums is it has no physical presence. So pretty much it's experienced by far the best way to experience is on the Apple Vision Pro, because you put that headset on and you literally feel like you're in a museum, a traditional museum, and it's very familiar. But it's also transcendent in that because it's an app, it can be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can go anywhere in the world you can access it. It can do magic things like spin up rooms in seconds versus years. So it's that combination of technology and tradition.
And the Apple Vision Pro is a mixed reality headset that's quite expensive. But yeah. You're offering demos on the Vision Pro to Rogue Valley residents. How can somebody arrange a demo?
Yes, so it is not quite ready for everyone because it is very expensive, but it is incredibly magical, and everyone really should experience it. If we had an Apple store anywhere in the Rogue Valley, you could go into an Apple store, but we don't. So one of the things that we've been doing is providing essentially demos of the Art Authority Museum on the Apple Vision Pro. And if you go to the Art Authority Museum website, which is artauthority.museum, as you might expect, there's a contact us form you can fill out and just mention you're here in the Rogue Valley and you would like a demo of the museum on the headset. To prepare for that, the museum is accessible through any Apple device. So if you have an iPhone, iPad, or Mac, you can download the Art Authority Museum app and start to learn what the museum's about. You won't quite get the magic, though, the real museum experience, unless it's on the Vision Pro.
Okay, and I understand that part of the magic is that you can really personalize your experience through a lounge, something called Art Like This. Tell us some of the ways we can do that.
Right, so here is where we transcend the traditional art museum, and that is through personalization and magic. So members have their own members' lounge. And there's no other museum in the world I'm aware of where each member gets their own members' lounge and can take any art off the wall of our museum, put it in their members' lounge, and hang out with one work or 100 works, your own personal members' lounge. As you say, there's other transcendent features, such as if you're looking at any work in our museum and you can go to a room of the artist, and you're looking at Botticelli's Birth of Venus, you can go Botticelli room. But also, you're looking at the Mona Lisa, and you go, I would like to see other works like the Mona Lisa. And we magically create, within a second or two, a room of works like the Mona Lisa, which, as you can imagine, are mainly portraits of women's heads. But so we can do that for any work. And so lots of magic.
So is that using an algorithm like a music streaming service might?
Yes, yeah. Very similar. I have to say AI, right? Everyone has to say AI. So it is an AI-based system that analyzes both the work of art you're interested in and our entire database of 100,000 works of art and finds the pieces that are most similar in the algorithm's opinion.
Okay. Yeah, that was a big database project in and of itself for somebody or some team. Now, beyond that, so that's that you're putting the power to curate in the hands of the patron, which is something new. And then you also, of course, can interact with the paintings through something called spatial scenes.
Yes, so spatial scenes, and a lot of this credit goes to two places, of course, the artist and museum and Apple. And spatial scenes is, again, an AI technology that Apple spun up where you feel like you're in a photograph, or it works for classic works of art. So you can totally feel like you are in the Last Supper, for instance, and there with Christ and his disciples. You virtually literally lean in to the painting and you're part of the scene.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Alan Oppenheimer, the founding director of the Art Authority Museum. This is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. So, Alan, one of your most recent projects involves Louise Nevelson. Tell us the story of her artwork called Skygate New York from the beginning to its rededication just last month.
Certainly, yes. That was a big deal, and it's a perfect example of the transcendent nature of our museum. Because what we were able to do, so Louise Nevelson was a pioneering sculptor mid-last century. She created very, very large, often monolithic works of art. And in 1978, she was commissioned to create a work of art for the World Trade Center lobby. It was 32 feet wide and 17 feet high. It was huge. And it was dedicated on December 12, 1978. Of course, we all know what happened to the World Trade Center, and one of the losses, not one of the bigger ones, but significant, was that piece of art. And we have been working with her, Louise's granddaughter, Maria, for a number of years now on a number of projects. Maria runs the Louise Nevelson Foundation, and we sort of put two and two together with our museum and technology and Maria's grandmother's works. We realized that we could bring this work of art back, bring it back almost entirely, 99%, right? We're not going to create a 32-foot wide, 17-foot tall physical work of art that was a copy of Louise's. But we can do it. We could do it virtually based on photographs from that time. We did. We rededicated. We had a big Zoom-based ceremony with Maria. People, including one person who was at the original dedication in 78, another person who still runs the Port Authority, which runs the Trade Center. We had a huge Zoom presence. And on December 12th of last year, we literally, virtually brought back this piece of art. It's in our museum. It takes up an entire wall of the Louise Nevelson Gallery.
Wonderful. Literally, virtually. I like that new phrase. So explain access and membership and how ticketing and costs work.
Sure. So in this case, we try and be as familiar as possible. We are an art museum. We have a lobby. The lobby is free to all comers. And then we have membership. And membership grants you access to additional rooms. It grants you a member's lounge, your own personal member's lounge, magic features that members don't get. And so it is, at the basic level, still an app. So you go to the App Store on either Vision Pro or any other Apple device. You download it. It's a free app. You run it, and magically you're in our museum. You can go to the lobby. You can go to some other rooms. You can actually go to the Louise Nevelson exhibit, currently free. But if you want to support the museum And if you want full access, you get a membership, either $5 a month or $50 a year. And that's like a traditional museum. That's how we support our ongoing efforts.
Great. And it still is fairly inexpensive to support you in this mission to kind of democratize, however you say that word, radio, make it easier to access these great works of art. How big was it in the art world for viewers that we can bring masterpieces into people's living rooms for free or at such a low cost, even with the membership like you described? And how has it been impacting museums financially?
Yeah, it's essential. Just like the internet is pretty much essential to any business, it's essential to museums. When the web started, museums were maybe a little apprehensive. You know, it was a new thing. If I put some of the works on my website, are people not going to come into my, physical museum? It turned out to be quite the opposite, right? You know, what museum does not have a website at this point, right? Because it's how you get people in your doors, right? Wherever they are, they're looking at works of art and they go, wow, I got to see that for real next time I'm in New York City, next time I'm in Houston, next time I'm in Paris. So art and the internet, like the internet and just about anything else, has proven totally essential. Museums sell 10 or 20% of the merchandise or more that they sell in their retail store. They sell that online. So another important revenue stream for museums.
Okay, a new revenue model. That initial trepidation about the internet reminds me sort of about the initial suspicion about radio. Oh, that's going to, people aren't going to buy records anymore. But of course, it was a promotional tool.
Yep.
I would love to get you to talk for a couple of minutes about some of those special dedicated rooms that are available to members at a low cost. You've got Frida Kahlo, an early room, popes throughout the ages. Can you describe one or two of those?
Sure. So we have over 100 different artists and growing. We can create a new room in days versus years. And we can spin up a special exhibition in days versus months, or actually years. Most special exhibitions museums just plan a couple years ahead. So, for instance, when the previous Pope passed away, we were able to spin up a special exhibition on popes throughout the ages, artwork of popes throughout the ages, in a couple days. We, of course, have the Louise Nevelson special exhibition, which includes not just Skygate New York, but other scan works, sculptures of hers. We have a number of museums are already jumping on this medium and have special highlight galleries in our museum. So you can go to the Art Authority Museum to see highlights of the Brooklyn Museum's 250th anniversary shows, or San Diego Museum of Art, or the Phillips in D.C. So we have a number of rooms that are traditional museum highlights, and then we have a number of living artists who we've been working with who want to have their work in this virtual medium. Photographer Frank Stewart, we've got some great photos of him going through his gallery on the Vision Pro. We've got him on the Vision Pro exploring the Frank Stewart Gallery in the Art Authority Museum. James Little, a number of other living artists are taking to this medium as well.
All right. And we should mention that other ways that people can support your efforts with this museum, not only become a member, but you can also purchase prints. Is that right?
That's right. Our sister company here in Action, Thousand Museums, makes a high-resolution, high-quality museum-approved prints, or G-clays, as they're called. And while you're in our museum, we have a gift shop, right? Traditional museum, we got a gift shop. No cafe yet, but we do have a gift shop. And you can go to our gift shop and custom order prints, reproductions from Thousand Museums of any different sizes and frames. So, and museums and artists, get a cut of that, of course.
All right. Well, grab a latte and visit artauthority.net, and that'll be your cafe experience. So, Alan, it was a pleasure. Thanks for talking with me today.
Sure. Art Authority Museum will get you right. Artauthority.museum will get you right to our museum. You can fill out the form. And yeah, I love talking about bringing the future like this to everyone.
Fantastic. And you're on all the socials, too, so people can follow your work there as well.
Certainly.
You've been listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney, and my guest today was Alan Oppenheimer, founding director of the Art Authority Museum. You can learn more about his company and the museum at artauthority.museum.